This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So whenever your phone goes off, whether it's a message or a phone call or even the adhan, it's not an issue. You're obligated to turn it off. The question of whether does it invalidate my prayer or not doesn't even matter. You're obligated to turn this off because you actually distract people in salah and you're ruining other people's salah. So the question of whether it invalidates your prayer or not does not even matter. Even though it does not invalidate your prayer to put your hand in the pocket and to make the press the button, that's all fine. But if it was farther away, you actually had to break your salah to do this, then you break your salah and you do it. It's actually that important because this is an issue of distracting other people. So just a kind of a gentle reminder, inshallah, for everyone regarding that aspect. This issue only comes up during summer for Isha specifically. This is the only time this happens. And the reason it happens is because we pray at the 13 point something degree. So it's a little bit, a couple minutes before maybe what some of your phones may say, unless you adjust your phone to it, which you can. But otherwise, that's what why this happens, because phones are, they go off. And so just kind of keep, try to watch out for that so that we don't, you know, have our Salat al-Isha distracted. This is, I think, the 18th or 19th hadith within the theme of understanding Iman. I have a few more to go before I, inshallah, move on to something different. I'm going to try to the best of my ability to bring the idea of Iman as close to you as possible and grant you the ability, inshallah, to understand it in the depth that it deserves to be understood. And today's hadith is almost never kind of used to talk about Iman. It's used to talk about something different. And I'll narrate the hadith to you and you'll know it and then you'll see what I mean. So it goes, يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The hadith in collection of both Bukhari and Muslim, narrated to us by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. قال من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, those of you who see something that is munkar, munkar is a social definition of something that is wrong. It's a social definition of wrongness or evil. It's not necessarily even a religious one, even though religious definition would apply here, but this is a social definition, which means something that is seen as wrong, that shouldn't be happening. If someone is sabotaging or vandalizing something, that's munkar. You should try and stop that. Does that make sense? Like, we're not just talking about someone who is, for example, drinking publicly alcohol, which is haram Islamically, and also, but I'm talking about someone who's vandalizing someone else's car. You know, that's an act, that's munkar. Or someone that is ruining public property, that's munkar. Because these are seen as mistakes or wrongdoings from a social perspective as well. So that's what munkar is. So if you see munkar, then you're obligated, if you have the ability, to change it with your hand, meaning to actually physically stop it or to make a difference. You can't. You can't change it with your hand. You don't have the ability. A couple of hooligans vandalizing something. If you go change it, you're going to have you end up in the hospital. So you don't go do that. So if you're able to say something, if you not just in terms of speaking, but if you have the gift of gab, like you can speak or you can write. Or you can, that's meaningful. Sometimes there are things that are happening over in the world that are extremely oppressive, and you don't have the ability to physically go and change them yourself. So at least speak of them if you have that ability. You may not. I grew up in a country where you could neither physically nor verbally do anything about what was going on without your ending up dead. You can't do that. You can't even say anything. You can't even speak what is truth or what the truth is or point out what the truth is or advocate for the truth verbally or with penmanship. If you can't do that, فَبِقَلْبِهِ, then at least deep inside, acknowledge that this is wrong, and this is evil, and this should not be, and this is not acceptable. And that is the weakest state of Iman. Of Iman. It's the weakest state of Iman. We don't think about that piece. We talk about the other pieces of, you need to change it this way, can't change it that way, can't change it. This is about the statuses of Iman, the states of Iman. This is what this hadith is about. This hadith is explaining that Iman has states, and this is the weakest state, and this is the strongest one. The weakest state is when you don't have the ability to make changes at all. And that actually changes what the hadith is talking about altogether. I explained to you the hadith the way you're used to having it explained to you. But that's not what the hadith was trying to say. The hadith is talking about, if your Iman is so weak that you don't have the ability to actually make a difference in the world in a positive way, because your Iman is weak and your understanding of Islam is weak and you don't even adhere to these rules. You know it's wrong, but you don't even adhere to the rules to actually be able to physically change anything. And the change may be something that you need to make about yourself. Maybe it's a munkar that you're seeing within yourself, but your iman is so weak you can't change it with your hand. And it's so weak that you can't articulate it because you don't understand how to articulate it because you never learned enough about iman to articulate it properly. Then at least have enough of iman to be able to say, this is wrong. I'm doing it, but it's wrong. It's happening in front of me and I don't have the ability to make a difference because I do it myself and I don't know how to articulate and I don't know how to make a difference. Then at least admit when something's wrong. Acknowledge that it's wrong because that will keep you alive. That's like your life support for your iman. The moment you stop acknowledging wrong to being wrong, it's like you're pulling the tube because nothing's left of this. And this is talking about the strength of iman. Your iman has to be, iman is internalizing a concept so that it becomes a part of your consciousness and it reflects on your behavior. But if it's not happening, it's not reflecting on your behavior to the point you can't, your weakness, I can't make a difference physically. I can't change things. I don't have control. I don't have the ability. I can't even say anything. I don't even know how to do it. And at least keep your iman, make sure there's enough iman inside of you so that you at least acknowledge it's wrong. Acknowledge it's wrong. We're at a time where that's as far as we can go with some topics. Some issues, we can barely even acknowledge. I even wonder if I acknowledge that it's wrong deep inside that they show up and ask me about it. You have to at least acknowledge haram for being haram, wrong to being for being wrong, evil for being evil. If you can't make a difference, if you don't have the background or the ability or the clarity or the strength or the articulation, then at least acknowledge it's wrong because that's how you keep your iman alive. It's about iman, this hadith. I think it's very interesting because we never look at it from an iman perspective, but it's actually a hadith talking about the states of iman and the importance of your iman staying alive. And the weakest state is where all you can do is just acknowledge that it's not correct. And I think it's something worth contemplation. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا